Watch, shootout between homeowner and intruder caught on video. By A.W.R. Hawkins on January 29, 2025. A shootout over the weekend between a Dearborn, Michigan homeowner and an alleged intruder left both individuals wounded, and the whole thing was caught on video. Benjamin Nevere was asleep when he heard glass breaking in his kitchen, Fox 2 Detroit reported. He indicated he saw two suspects on security cameras milling around the house after the glass broke. "I was just quick enough to react to grab my gun and cock it, and I just sat there and kind of waited," he said. "I knew they were going to come to my room." The New York Post identified one of the alleged intruders as Philip Price. Price allegedly shot both Nevere and his girlfriend as she hid under the covers during the gunfight. Nevere's girlfriend is still hospitalized. Price was also shot and wounded badly enough that he could not flee the scene. Fox 2 Detroit noted that Price was charged with assault with intent to murder, armed robbery, and other charges as part of a 21-count indictment. Nevere believes the alleged intruders were after a bag containing a bottle of tequila and a few other items. "The bag that they tried to get was right there, and there was a bottle of Don Julio in it and a chocolate bar, and then there was a studio microphone that I have liked. These guys did this for nothing," he said. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, a Pulsar Night Vision Pro staffer, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a PhD in military history. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly, @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.